CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, paying last respects to the Pope. The public lined up to pass by Pope Francis' coffin after it was transferred from his Santa Marta residence to St. Peter's Basilica this morning. Rachel McKay came from England.
It's like a member of the family, isn't it? Somebody very close to our hearts, somebody who made the church very accessible to everybody.
There will be 3 days of public viewing before Saturday's funeral. Correspondent Chris Livesay spoke with papal consultant Father Anthony Figueredo.
Francis declared he should be seen as a simple disciple of Christ and buried as one too.
Again, a change, because Pope Francis has made it clear that he does not wish to be buried at St. Peter's Basilica as previous popes.
Francis will instead be laid to rest in St. Mary Major, his favorite church in Rome.
Here in the U.S., markets are poised to open higher after President Trump soothed tariff fears, assuring his 145% levies on Chinese products will come down substantially.
We're going to be very good to China. I have a great relationship with President Xi.
Mr. Trump also insists he has no intention of firing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. In just 2 weeks, millions of Americans may find themselves stuck at airport security if they don't have real ID. Enforcement of the new rule begins May 7th. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A CBS News data analysis finds in 30 states, fewer than 70% of eligible residents have a real ID. In 17 states, the compliance rate is less than half. And in New Jersey, it's just 17%.
A hearing will begin soon in Illinois for the white Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy who killed Sonia Massey, a black mother who'd called 911 to report a possible prowler outside her home. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Today is just setting the trial date. It'll be the first time prosecutors and the defense team will face off with a new judge in Peoria. The case was moved from Springfield because of the expansive pretrial publicity in such a small city, and where the county had already settled a civil suit with the decedent's family for $10 million.
Happy birthday to the Bard.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt.
This would have been Shakespeare's 461st birthday. In his honor, Sotheby's has just announced the sale of the first four editions of his collected works.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
They are expected to sell for up to $6 million. The sale is May 23rd. And by the way, today is also the anniversary of Shakespeare's death in 1616. Dow futures up 2%. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. We're working on learning more. A 72-year-old Racine man has died after a suspect fleeing police ran a stop sign Saturday. Daniel Brown died Sunday after police say Adonis Martin hit his truck at Victory and Lathrop. Martin, who had active warrants, remains in custody. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley will discuss Medicaid and SNAP at a Racine town hall tomorrow. The event at the Bryant Community Center will also feature Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer. Racine's Harbor Fest returns June 13th and 14th with expanded entertainment and culinary offerings. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's Daniel Maceman won $1 million on a scratch ticket. He bought the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch offering at Pick and Save on Douglas. He claimed the prize last week in Madison. And Kenosha County's Adopt a Highway program relaunched on Earth Day. The county executive and other county officials were offering safety gear for volunteers. The initiative aims to recruit local groups and organizations to clean county roads twice a year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back, and it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
To mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. I'll get you through today, no problem.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Again, just ended it with did it. It's Stephen Stills without Crosby or Nash or Young. Love the one you're with. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Wednesday, Brewers playing tonight. Now, they've split their series so far with one win and one loss against the Giants out in San Francisco. And tonight, the rubber match of the series. Well, they'll play again tomorrow, too, come to think of it. But they have evened up the series so far. Let's see if we can get a win tonight. Pre-game, 8:10 on WRJN. Hear the whole game, pre-game and all. Sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. Again, Brewers on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. To say Simon and Garfunkel had a few great songs is an understatement. This is one of the best. Cream of a great crop, The Boxer, on WRJN.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. They know, seeking out the poor.
poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Sunlight plays upon her hair.
I hear the sound of a
gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
good vibration.
kiss me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good Vibrations on the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And we've got Stuart J. Waddles with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting. At around 6 last night, Racine police were called to a home invasion in progress near Marquette and Hamilton. When officers got there, they heard gunshots inside. They went in and engaged with the suspect, with him being shot and suffering minor injuries. A statement says several children and adults were in the home at the time. Again, Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting last night. The crash at the end of a police chase Saturday in Racine has turned fatal. 72-year-old Daniel Brown of Racine has succumbed to injuries sustained when a suspect fleeing police collided with his vehicle at Victory and Lathrop. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Adonis Martin ignored a stop sign, causing the fatal crash. Martin was wanted for violating parole and has a lengthy criminal history. Charges will likely be amended with Martin in custody. The Racine Town Hall featuring a former federal official starts at 6 tomorrow. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley will discuss what he says are proposed GOP cuts to Medicaid and SNAP, with a statement saying he'll also address impacts to Social Security services. The event is being held at the Bryant Community Center and will also feature remarks from Racine Representative and Assembly Democratic Leader Greta Neubauer. And the renewal of a Racine tradition takes place June 13th and 14th. Those are the dates of Harborfest. Organizers say they hope to bring back what was and to add to existing memories. Read all about the Harborfest entertainment and culinary options online at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at FishOnMarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hits WRJN. Vanity Fair had two hits. You just heard half of them. Hitchin' a Ride. I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget minutes away. Wait till you hear this one. Wow.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, man. Your mind.
Next song is so sweet and innocent. In 1959, we go back to that year for a one-hit wonder. Not exactly. He wrote hits for other people, this guy did. But this is the only hit he had singing. And what you're about to hear was a demo record. This was recorded in the studio, never intending to be released as a song, as a single, but it was. And it made the top 10. It's next, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
And we open the vault door. We're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one... wow. Goes back to 1959. It is such an innocent song. I love it for that reason alone. Now, here's how this one-hit wonder happened. The guy's name is Paul Evans. He considered himself mostly a songwriter. Didn't think he was much of a singer, by his own admission. So he wrote this song with Merv Griffin in mind. Thought this might be a good song for Merv Griffin. So in that day, and to this day, actually... there is a practice called making a demo where a songwriter would go into the studio with a band or an orchestra or a chorus or whatever and record the song that he wrote, not intending to have it released, but just so that they could give it to somebody like Merv Griffin or a bigger name and say, here's a song we wrote. Do you like it? Do you want to record it? So they could hear the song. Well, that's what happened with this song, except... that it didn't get to Merv Griffin. A record company heard it and said, we like the demo. Let's put out the demo. And they did, and it made the top 10. It wasn't supposed to be put out as a single, but it was, and the song is called... ready? Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Backseat, Kissing and a-Hugging with Fred. Paul Evans, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on the drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your stupid eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred.
All of them in love with Fred. Kissing and hugging with Fred. Wish that I could be like Fred.
I love it. As Paul Evans, seven little girls sitting in the back seat. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for today, this morning. We'll have another one at 1:45-ish this afternoon. And style-wise, we're going polar opposites. We got a long-lost biker song coming up this afternoon, and it's a little nasty sounding. And it's 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN. Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosie, one timeless hit after another, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Last for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night.
sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't intend.